Are you tired of letting rejection hold you back? Today, we're exploring the topic of rejection and how it can be harnessed as a powerful tool for personal growth and success. Lesson 1. Embrace your situation. The first lesson in using rejection to your favor, as taught by Stoicism, is to embrace your situation. This means accepting the reality of the rejection, acknowledging your feelings about it, and choosing to move forward despite the setback. It's about recognizing that rejection is not a reflection of your worth or ability, but a natural part of life that everyone experiences. Embracing your situation does not mean resigning yourself to failure or giving up on your goals. Rather, it's about acknowledging the reality of the situation and choosing to respond to it in a productive way. It's about accepting that rejection is a part of the process and that it can be a valuable learning experience. One of the key teachings of Stoicism is the idea of amor fati, or love of fate. This means accepting and even embracing the challenges and obstacles that life throws your way, rather than resisting them or wishing things were different. When you embrace your situation, you are practicing amor fati. You are choosing to see the rejection as an opportunity for growth and learning, rather than as a setback or failure. Embracing your situation also means acknowledging your feelings about the rejection. It's natural to feel hurt, disappointed, or angry when you experience rejection. Stoicism teaches us that it's not the events themselves that cause our emotions, but our interpretations of those events. By choosing to interpret the rejection as an opportunity for growth, you can shift your perspective and reduce the negative emotions associated with it. Another important aspect of embracing your situation is taking responsibility for your actions. Rather than blaming others or making excuses, own up to any mistakes or shortcomings that may have contributed to the rejection. This can be a difficult pill to swallow, but it's an important step in the learning process. By taking responsibility, you can identify areas for improvement and take action to address them. Embracing your situation means choosing to move forward despite the setback. It's easy to get stuck in a cycle of negativity and self-doubt after experiencing rejection, but Stoicism teaches us that we always have a choice in how we respond. By choosing to focus on the positive and take action towards your goals, you can overcome the rejection and continue to make progress. Embracing your situation might look like taking some time to acknowledge your feelings about the rejection, reflecting on any lessons you can learn from the experience, and then making a plan to move forward. It might mean reaching out to a mentor or trusted friend for guidance, or seeking out new opportunities to pursue your goals. Whatever your approach, the key is to stay focused on the present moment and take action towards your goals, rather than getting stuck in the past or dwelling on what might have been. Embracing your situation is a crucial first step in using rejection to your favor. By accepting the reality of the situation, acknowledging your feelings, taking responsibility for your actions, and choosing to move forward, you can turn a setback into an opportunity for growth and learning. Lesson 2. Explore alternative choices. Rejection can often feel like a dead end, a roadblock that prevents us from achieving our goals. Stoicism teaches us that rejection is simply a redirection, an opportunity to explore alternative choices. When we are rejected, we are presented with a chance to reassess our goals, reevaluate our strategies, and explore new paths. This can lead to the discovery of opportunities that we may not have considered otherwise. One of the key principles of Stoicism is the concept of amor fati, or love of fate. This means accepting and embracing the circumstances of our lives, including rejection, and using them as a catalyst for growth and self-improvement. When we embrace amor fati, we are better able to see the potential in every situation, even those that are initially disappointing or challenging. Exploring alternative choices requires a shift in mindset. Instead of viewing rejection as a failure, we must view it as an opportunity. This means adopting a growth mindset, a belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. When we have a growth mindset, we are more likely to see challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as threats to our self-worth. One way to explore alternative choices is to practice premeditation malform, or the premeditation of evils. This Stoic exercise involves contemplating potential obstacles and setbacks before they occur, so that we are better prepared to handle them when they do. By anticipating rejection and considering alternative paths, we can reduce our fear of rejection and increase our resilience. Another way to explore alternative choices is to practice hormesis, or the deliberate exposure to stressors in order to build resilience. This can involve stepping outside of our comfort zone, trying new things, and taking calculated risks. By challenging ourselves in this way, we can develop new skills, gain new experiences, and discover new opportunities. It is also important to remember that exploring alternative choices does not mean giving up on our goals. Rather, it means finding new ways to achieve them. This may involve adjusting our strategies, changing our approach, or seeking out new resources. By remaining flexible and adaptable, we can stay focused on our goals while also being open to new possibilities. Exploring alternative choices is a key lesson in using rejection to our favor. By adopting a growth mindset, practicing premeditation malform and hormesis, and remaining flexible and adaptable, we can turn rejection into an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Lesson 3. Understand how rejection can benefit you. Rejection is often perceived as a negative experience, one that brings about feelings of disappointment, sadness, and even despair. However, Stoicism teaches us that rejection can be a powerful tool for growth and self-improvement. By understanding how rejection can benefit us, we can transform our perspective and use it to our advantage. Rejection can serve as a valuable learning experience. It can highlight our weaknesses in areas that need improvement, providing us with an opportunity to grow and become better. For instance, if you are rejected for a job, it may be an indication that you lack certain skills or experiences required for the role. Instead of dwelling on the rejection, you can use it as a catalyst to improve yourself, whether that means gaining additional qualifications, enhancing your skills, or seeking feedback to understand where you fell short. Rejection can help us build resilience and strengthen our character. It can teach us how to cope with adversity, how to bounce back from setbacks, and how to persevere in the face of challenges. Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. Every time we face rejection and overcome it, we become stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to handle future challenges. Rejection can provide us with a fresh perspective. It can force us to reevaluate our goals, priorities, and values, helping us gain clarity about what truly matters to us. For instance, if you are rejected by a romantic partner, it may be an opportunity to reflect on what you truly want in a relationship, what values you hold dear, and what qualities you seek in a partner. This reflection can help you make better choices in the future and ultimately lead you to a more fulfilling relationship. Rejection can open up new opportunities. When one door closes, another one opens, as the saying goes. Rejection can redirect us towards new paths that we may not have considered otherwise. For instance, if you are rejected from your dream college, it may lead you to explore other educational opportunities, such as internships, online courses, or apprenticeships, that can provide you with valuable skills and experiences. Rejection can help us cultivate gratitude. It can remind us of the blessings in our lives, such as our health, our relationships, and our abilities. When we are rejected, we may feel like our world is falling apart, but in reality, there are still many things to be grateful for. By focusing on these blessings, we can shift our perspective from one of lack to one of abundance, helping us maintain a positive outlook even in the face of rejection. Rejection can benefit us in many ways, from serving as a learning experience to building resilience, providing fresh perspectives, opening up new opportunities, and cultivating gratitude. By understanding how rejection can benefit us, we can transform our perspective and use it to our advantage. Lesson 4. Remain composed. In the face of rejection, one of the most challenging tasks is to remain composed. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of maintaining tranquility and peace of mind, even in the most challenging situations. When we remain composed, we are better able to think clearly and make rational decisions. The first step towards remaining composed is to recognize that rejection is not a reflection of our worth as a person. It is easy to fall into the trap of believing that rejection means that we are not good enough, smart enough, or talented enough. Stoicism teaches us that our value as a person is not determined by external factors, but by our character and our actions. Rejection is often a result of factors beyond our control, such as market conditions, company policies, or personal biases. It is important to remember that rejection is not a personal attack on us, but rather a reflection of the circumstances at that particular moment. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, rather than dwelling on what we cannot. We cannot control other people's opinions or decisions, but we can control how we respond to them. By focusing on our actions and our attitude, we can maintain our composure and stay focused on our goals. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Remaining composed in the face of rejection requires practice and discipline. It is not something that comes naturally to most people, but it is a skill that can be developed over time. This means cultivating a mindset of resilience and determination, and being willing to face rejection head-on, rather than avoiding it. Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. By practicing these principles, we can turn rejection into an opportunity for growth and self-improvement, and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Lesson 5. Clear your thoughts of rejection. Rejection can be a powerful force that can consume our thoughts and emotions, leading us into a downward spiral of negativity and self-doubt. Stoicism teaches us that we have the power to clear our thoughts of rejection and regain control of our emotions. This is a crucial step towards using rejection to our favor. The first step towards clearing our thoughts of rejection is to recognize that our thoughts are within our control. Stoicism teaches us that we are not our thoughts, but rather the observers of our thoughts. This means that we have the power to choose which thoughts to focus on and which to let go of. As Epictetus once said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." Once we recognize that our thoughts are within our control, we can begin to challenge the negative thoughts associated with rejection. This involves questioning the validity of these thoughts and replacing them with more positive and constructive ones. For example, if we find ourselves thinking, "I'm not good enough because I was rejected," we can challenge this thought by asking ourselves if it is truly objective and rational. We can then replace it with a more positive thought such as, "I am capable and deserving of success, and this rejection is just a temporary setback." Another important aspect of clearing our thoughts of rejection is to focus on the present moment. Stoicism teaches us that the present moment is all we truly have, and that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only serves to rob us of our peace of mind. When we focus on the present moment, we are better able to let go of negative thoughts and emotions associated with rejection. As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The present moment is the only moment available to us, and it is the door to all moments." Mindfulness practices such as meditation and deep breathing can also be helpful in clearing our thoughts of rejection. These practices help us to quiet our minds and focus on the present moment, allowing us to let go of negative thoughts and emotions. It is important to surround ourselves with positive influences and supportive people who can help us clear our thoughts of rejection. Stoicism teaches us that we are influenced by the people we spend time with, and that surrounding ourselves with positive and supportive people can help us to maintain a positive and constructive mindset. The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. Clearing our thoughts of rejection is a crucial step towards using rejection to our favor. By recognizing that our thoughts are within our control, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on the present moment, practicing mindfulness, and surrounding ourselves with positive influences, we can clear our thoughts of rejection and regain control of our emotions. We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality. Lesson 6. Welcome happiness. Rejection can often lead to feelings of unhappiness and despair. It can make us question our worth and our abilities, leading to a downward spiral of negative emotions. Stoicism encourages us to welcome happiness, even in the face of adversity. This does not mean ignoring our emotions or pretending to be happy when we are not. Rather, it means recognizing that happiness is a choice and that we have the power to choose it, regardless of our circumstances. Stoicism teaches us that happiness is not dependent on external factors, such as wealth, fame, or success. Rather, it comes from within, from our own attitudes and perspectives. When we are rejected, it is easy to focus on what we cannot control, the actions and decisions of others. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own attitudes and responses. We cannot control the fact that we have been rejected, but we can control how we respond to that rejection. We can choose to dwell on the negative, or we can choose to focus on the positive and look for opportunities for growth and learning. One way to welcome happiness in the face of rejection is to practice gratitude. Gratitude involves focusing on the good things in our lives and expressing appreciation for them. When we practice gratitude, we shift our focus away from what we lack and towards what we have. This can help us maintain a positive perspective, even in the face of adversity. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Another way to welcome happiness is to cultivate positive relationships. Stoicism teaches us that human beings are social creatures and that our relationships with others are essential to our happiness. When we are rejected, it is easy to feel isolated and alone. By focusing on what we can control, practicing gratitude, cultivating positive relationships, and living in the present moment, we can find happiness, even in the face of adversity. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. By taking action and choosing to welcome happiness, we can overcome rejection and live a fulfilling life. Lesson 7. Keep your challenges private. Stoicism advises us to keep our challenges private, not as a means of denying their existence or suppressing our emotions, but as a strategy for maintaining our dignity and focus. This lesson is not about hiding our problems or pretending that everything is fine when it is not. Rather, it is about dealing with our challenges in a quiet, composed manner, without seeking sympathy or validation from others. One of the main reasons why Stoicism advises us to keep our challenges private is that it allows us to maintain control over our emotions. When we share our challenges publicly, we often invite others to share their opinions and advice, which can lead to a flood of emotions. This can make it difficult for us to think clearly and make rational decisions. By keeping our challenges private, we can maintain our emotional equilibrium and focus on finding solutions. Another reason why Stoicism advises us to keep our challenges private is that it allows us to maintain our dignity. When we share our challenges publicly, we often expose our vulnerabilities and weaknesses. This can make us feel embarrassed or ashamed, which can damage our self-esteem and confidence. By keeping our challenges private, we can maintain our dignity and self-respect, which can help us deal with our challenges more effectively. Keeping our challenges private allows us to focus on finding solutions. When we share our challenges publicly, we often invite others to offer their opinions and advice. While this can be helpful, it can also be distracting. By keeping our challenges private, we can focus on finding solutions that work for us, without being influenced by the opinions and expectations of others. Keeping our challenges private can help us avoid unnecessary drama. When we share our challenges publicly, we often invite others to get involved. This can lead to gossip, rumors, and misunderstandings, which can create unnecessary drama and stress. By keeping our challenges private, we can avoid these distractions and focus on finding solutions. Keeping our challenges private can help us develop resilience and strength. When we deal with our challenges privately, we are forced to rely on our own resources and abilities. This can help us develop a sense of self-reliance and resilience, which can make us stronger and more capable of dealing with future challenges. Stoicism advises us to keep our challenges private, not as a means of denying their existence or suppressing our emotions, but as a strategy for maintaining our dignity, focus, and emotional equilibrium. By keeping our challenges private, we can maintain control over our emotions, maintain our dignity, focus on finding solutions, avoid unnecessary drama, and develop resilience and strength. Lesson 8. Avoid emotional responses. Rejection can trigger a whirlwind of emotions, from anger and frustration to sadness and disappointment. It is a natural human response to feel these emotions, but Stoicism teaches us to avoid emotional responses when dealing with rejection. This does not mean suppressing our emotions or pretending they do not exist. Rather, it means responding to them in a rational, measured way. The Stoics believe that our emotions are not caused by external events, but by our judgments about those events. When we are rejected, we often judge the situation as unfair or unjust, which leads to feelings of anger and frustration. Alternatively, we may judge ourselves as inadequate or unworthy, which leads to feelings of sadness and disappointment. These judgments are often based on irrational beliefs and assumptions, such as the belief that we are entitled to success, or that our self-worth is dependent on the approval of others. To avoid emotional responses, the Stoics recommended practicing objectivity and detachment. This means stepping back from the situation and viewing it from a neutral perspective, without letting our emotions cloud our judgment. It means recognizing that rejection is not a personal attack, but a natural part of life that everyone experiences. It means understanding that our self-worth is not dependent on the opinions of others, but on our own actions and character. One way to practice objectivity and detachment is to use the Stoic technique of cognitive restructuring. This involves identifying and challenging irrational beliefs and assumptions, and replacing them with more rational and realistic ones. For example, if you are feeling angry and frustrated about being rejected for a job, you may challenge the belief that you are entitled to the job by reminding yourself that there were other qualified candidates and that the employer made a decision based on their needs and preferences. You may also challenge the belief that the rejection is a reflection of your worth by reminding yourself of your skills and accomplishments and that there are other opportunities available to you. Another way to avoid emotional responses is to practice mindfulness and self-awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and emotions, and recognizing when you are starting to feel overwhelmed or reactive. It means taking a step back and giving yourself time and space to process your emotions, rather than reacting impulsively. It means practicing self-compassion and self-care, and treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Avoiding emotional responses does not mean ignoring or suppressing your emotions. It means acknowledging them, accepting them, and responding to them in a constructive way. It means using your emotions as a source of information and insight, rather than letting them control your behavior. It means recognizing that emotions are temporary and fleeting, and that they do not define who you are. Avoiding emotional responses is a key lesson in using rejection to your favor. By practicing objectivity, detachment, cognitive restructuring, mindfulness, and self-awareness, you can respond to rejection in a rational and measured way. You can use rejection as an opportunity for growth and learning, rather than letting it consume you with negative emotions. Lesson 9. Let go of negative thoughts. One of the most challenging aspects of dealing with rejection is the negative thoughts that often accompany it. These thoughts can range from self-doubt and insecurity to anger and resentment. Stoicism teaches us that these negative thoughts are within our control and that we have the power to let them go. The first step towards letting go of negative thoughts is to recognize them. This means being aware of our thoughts and identifying the ones that are negative and unproductive. Once we have identified these thoughts, we can begin to challenge them. This means questioning their validity and looking for evidence to the contrary. For example, if we are thinking, "I'm not good enough," we can challenge this thought by listing our accomplishments and reminding ourselves of our strengths. Another strategy for letting go of negative thoughts is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment and focusing on our senses rather than our thoughts. This can help us to break the cycle of negative thinking and find peace in the present moment. As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The present moment is the only thing that is real. The past is a memory, and the future is a fantasy." In addition to challenging negative thoughts and practicing mindfulness, Stoicism also teaches us to focus on what we can control. This means letting go of the things that are outside of our control, such as other people's opinions and actions, and focusing on the things that we can control, such as our own thoughts, words, and actions. As Epictetus once said, "The things in our control are by nature free, unrestrained, unhindered, but those not in our control are weak, slavish, restrained, belonging to others." Another important aspect of letting go of negative thoughts is to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude involves focusing on the positive aspects of our lives and being thankful for what we have, rather than dwelling on what we don't have. This can help us to shift our perspective and find joy in the present moment. Stoicism teaches us to accept that negative thoughts are a part of life. This does not mean that we should resign ourselves to them, but rather that we should acknowledge their existence and choose not to let them control us. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Lesson 10. Nurture your achievements. Nurturing our achievements means taking the time to recognize and appreciate the progress we have made. It involves acknowledging the skills we have developed, the challenges we have overcome, and the goals we have achieved. When we focus on our achievements, we shift our attention away from our failures and towards our successes. This can help us to maintain a positive self-image and stay motivated, even in the face of rejection. One way to nurture our achievements is to keep a record of our accomplishments. This can be as simple as writing down our successes in a journal or creating a list of our achievements. By doing so, we can track our progress and remind ourselves of how far we have come. This can be especially helpful when we are feeling discouraged or demotivated. We can look back at our list of accomplishments and see the evidence of our success, reminding ourselves that we are capable of achieving great things. Another way to nurture our achievements is to celebrate them. This does not necessarily mean throwing a party or buying ourselves an expensive gift. Rather, it means taking the time to acknowledge and appreciate our successes. We can celebrate our achievements by sharing them with others. Treating ourselves to something we enjoy, or simply taking a moment to savor the feeling of accomplishment. By celebrating our successes, we reinforce positive behaviors and create a sense of momentum that can carry us forward. Nurturing our achievements also involves setting realistic goals for ourselves. When we set achievable goals, we are more likely to succeed and feel a sense of accomplishment. On the other hand, when we set unrealistic goals, we are more likely to fail and feel discouraged. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and to set goals that align with our values and strengths. By setting achievable goals and working towards them, we can build a sense of accomplishment and stay motivated, even in the face of rejection. One way to nurture our achievements is to keep a record of our accomplishments. This can be as simple as writing down our successes in a journal or creating a list of our achievements. By doing so, we can track our progress and remind ourselves of how far we have come. This can be especially helpful when we are feeling discouraged or demotivated. We can look back at our list of accomplishments and see the evidence of our success, reminding ourselves that we are capable of achieving great things. Another way to nurture our achievements is to celebrate them. This does not necessarily mean throwing a party or buying ourselves an expensive gift. Rather, it means taking the time to acknowledge and appreciate our successes. We can celebrate our achievements by sharing them with others, treating ourselves to something we enjoy, or simply taking a moment to savor the feeling of accomplishment. By celebrating our successes, we reinforce positive behaviors and create a sense of momentum that can carry us forward. Nurturing our achievements also involves setting realistic goals for ourselves. When we set achievable goals, we are more likely to succeed and feel a sense of accomplishment. On the other hand, When we set unrealistic goals, we are more likely to fail and feel discouraged. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and to set goals that align with our values and strengths. By setting achievable goals and working towards them, we can build a sense of accomplishment and stay motivated, even in the face of rejection. Nurturing our achievements means learning from our failures. Failure is a natural part of life, and it is often through failure that we learn the most. When we experience rejection, it is essential to take the time to reflect on what went wrong and what we can do differently in the future. By learning from our failures, we can improve our skills, develop resilience, and increase our chances of success in the future. Nurturing our achievements involves surrounding ourselves with positive people who support and encourage us. The people we surround ourselves with can have a significant impact on our self-esteem and motivation. When we are around people who believe in us and support our goals, we are more likely to feel confident and motivated. On the other hand, when we are around people who are negative and critical, we are more likely to feel discouraged and demotivated. Stoicism teaches us to choose our company wisely and to surround ourselves with people who uplift us and inspire us to be our best selves. Nurturing our achievements means practicing gratitude. Gratitude involves recognizing and appreciating the good things in our lives, even in the face of challenges and setbacks. When we practice gratitude, we shift our focus away from what we lack and towards what we have. This can help us to maintain a positive outlook on life and stay motivated, even in the face of rejection. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and to focus on the present moment, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Nurturing our achievements is an essential step towards using rejection to our advantage. By acknowledging and celebrating our successes, setting realistic goals, learning from our failures, surrounding ourselves with positive people, and practicing gratitude, we can boost our self-confidence, stay motivated, and maintain a positive outlook on life. Lesson 11. Persevere relentlessly. Perseverance is not about never falling, but about always getting back up. It is about having the courage to keep going, even when the path ahead seems uncertain or daunting. As Seneca once said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Rejection can often make us feel like giving up. It can make us question our abilities, our worth, and our potential. However, Stoicism teaches us that these feelings are temporary and that they do not define us. We have the power to choose how we respond to rejection, and we can choose to persevere. Perseverance requires resilience, determination, and a growth mindset. It requires us to believe in ourselves and our abilities, even when others do not. It requires us to focus on our goals, rather than on the obstacles that stand in our way. Perseverance is not about achieving success overnight. It is about making consistent, steady progress towards our goals. It is about taking small steps every day, even when the results are not immediately visible. Perseverance requires patience. Rejection can often make us feel impatient, as if we are not making progress fast enough. Perseverance requires a positive attitude. Rejection can often make us feel negative, as if we are not good enough or capable enough. However, Stoicism teaches us that our attitude determines our altitude. When we maintain a positive attitude, we are better able to overcome obstacles, stay focused on our goals, and persevere in the face of rejection. Perseverance is a crucial virtue that can help us overcome rejection and achieve our goals. It requires resilience, determination, a growth mindset, the ability to learn from our failures, consistency, patience, and a positive attitude. Rejection is a part of life, and it is something we will all experience at some point. By embracing our situation, exploring alternative choices, understanding how rejection can benefit us, remaining composed, clearing our thoughts of rejection, welcoming happiness, keeping our challenges private, avoiding emotional responses, letting go of negative thoughts, nurturing our achievements, and persevering relentlessly, we can use rejection to our favor.